You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and with 589 million adults worldwide living with the condition, this number is actually expected to raise to over 850 million by 2050. The condition comes with many complications, and with the increased pressures on NHS and healthcare systems worldwide, a new clinical trial could be a major step forward in how diabetic complications are treated. Joining us now is Stanley Kim, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Winsan Ator. It's really nice speaking with you today.
Nice speaking to you as well too.
Mr. Kim, what makes diabetes such a growing global challenge?
It's a silent disease that most we don't even know about. And as we learn more and more about different diseases, we're finding that diabetes itself is much more prevalent than what we originally assumed. So I'm not the diabetes expert. We work on the complications of diabetes more so than the diabetes itself. And so the most prevalent complication of diabetes is peripheral neuropathy, diabetic peripheral neuropathy. But diabetes itself, it's a horrible disease. It causes so many different complications, both symptomatic, like peripheral neuropathy, and there's other ones that are much more silent. But there's about 600 million people that have diabetes, and that number is growing significantly. They estimate that's going to be about 850, 900 million by 2050. That's crazy. There's just so many people.
So let's focus on one of the specific complications your work focuses on, which is diabetic peripheral neuropathy. What do the symptoms of that look like?
So diabetic peripheral neuropathy is, let me just break the word down. So diabetic peripheral neuropathy is peripheral neuropathy. So neuropathy is nerve damage, neuropathy, nerve disease, nerve damage. And when you have neuropathy, a peripheral neuropathy, it has like, when you kind of like the symptoms of when your leg falls asleep, you get the numbness and the tingling and you get the pain, but it's also, like I said, it's numb. But eventually, when you try and stand up, you can't stand up. So imagine that for the rest of your life and you can't get rid of it. It gets really bad. And then for people that are more extreme, when it gets more severe, especially for diabetics, you get what are called ulcers, the open sores. And then that eventually can be infected and you may get amputations of your leg. And so that, when you start getting to that severity, the mortality and morbidity of the disease is horrible. It's actually as high as cancer, if not higher than cancer. So that's something that most people don't even know, that it's actually diabetes. The complications, everyone focuses on cancer, but what they don't realize is that the mortality rate of foot problems, foot complications, for example, sores and amputations, becomes so severe that actually is worse than cancer itself.
Especially with, I believe, wound healing is very impacted. Yep. When you have diabetes. So it's a high risk when you go for amputation as well.
Exactly. Again, that mortality rate is the five-year survival rate of once you start getting ulcers, foot problems, foot complications is equal to or higher than cancer.
Well, you're doing some very interesting work at the moment. I believe you're in phase 3 clinical trials for a drug aimed at preventing and perhaps reversing nerve damage. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
So let me go backwards. And so I appreciate the fact that you say that I'm doing this. Actually, it's really a scientist. And the scientists, these were the leading researchers in the field called diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And so they were brought together to solve this problem. And this company is not really, in the traditional sense of a true company, it really was set up to solve this problem. And what we appear to be showing is actually we are showing that we can actually repair or heal the nerves. And the way we measure that, actually, we see the nerves growing back. When you do skin biopsies, when you measure the nerves that are in the skin before and after in our clinical studies, we saw that we actually were able to grow the nerves back. And that's something that's unusual because the disease itself right now, peripheral neuropathy, the only thing that's available are pain drugs. And pain drugs really just mass sensation. They do nothing for the underlying damage, the neuropathy, the neuro disease. And what we're showing, or at least our studies showed, was that we can actually go ahead and see the nerves growing back.
It sounds like it could be life-changing work in the future for treatment of diabetes or specifically with the complications, but are there any side effects you have noticed so far?
So it's interesting. So we took a very different approach than most other companies. And again, I mentioned to you that the reason this company started was not because it was to be a traditional company. It was really to solve this problem. So one of the things that we did very differently, well, let me go back. We discovered novel science. And so that's unusual. Like most companies really, they follow the path of other companies because, or other drugs, because the path is much easier. It's like following, you know, a recipe, right? You just change a couple of ingredients and that's good. In our case, we did something different. We had novel science. We had a novel disease that no one really has been working on. And we took an old drug. And so this drug called prenzapine, we discovered this drug called prenzapine, had been around for 40 some odd, approximately 40 years now. It was a drug originally used for stomach ulcers. It was in a pill. And it was approved here in Europe and then UK. Actually, it was marketed here in the UK and also in Asia. And so it's got 40 years of safety in a pill format or orally ingested. And what we did is we took that and applied it, made it topical, which means it's a gel, like we put it into a gel and then we now rub it on people's skin. And what we see is we can see the nerves growing back. Again, this is very different than most other companies. Most companies, they develop a brand new drug. Our drug, prenzapine, has been around for nearly 40 years. It was something that was ingested. It was actually even tested in children for myopia. And so safety-wise, historically, it's been very, very good. And now we're just rubbing that same drug and applying it on the skin.
And are you still taking on people for the trial? Like, where are you? What happens usually in phase three?
So we're actually in the process of getting phase three up and running. We're getting more product made, and that should be hopefully done in the next couple of years. But the interesting thing is that, and it will probably be in Europe first, but there's what we're doing now and what we're seeing is there's a number of places, the UK in particular, where they're trying to get drugs like ours faster to patients. And so in the UK, there is a program called ILAP, I-L-A-P, which is the Innovative Licensing and Access Pathway Program, which really is just dedicated to trying to gain drugs for drugs that are addressing top severe diseases, unmet needs, true unmet needs, and trying to get those drugs to patients faster, faster approval, which is very unusual. I mean, it's been historically known that drugs take a long time, but the UK is doing a very good job of trying to get drugs like this approved.
So what are your plans for this drug? For, I know you're talking immediate couple years, but what's the next stage?
If all goes well, I mean, the ILAP program actually can get drugs approved as fast as 12 to 18 months. So it's an accelerated program. And if our goal is to try and utilize programs such as ILAP, and there's a number of other places, Canada has one, the United States has different programs right now. I mean, Montana has a new program right now to accelerate access to drugs like ours, innovative drugs or unmet needs. And so our goal is to try and get to patients as quickly as possible. So whatever programs are out there, we're going to utilize them as much as we can.
If someone's listening to this conversation and they would like to find out more about what you're doing, where can we go?
So the best place is actually our website, www.winsantor.com. So it's winsantor.com. And our goal, again, is to try and get drugs to patients as quickly as possible. But our website has quite a bit of information. And interestingly enough, I mean, our audience, the people that are most affected by the disease, they're on top of everything. They're phenomenal. So we're very appreciative of everyone that's working with us.
Well, Stanley Kim from Winsantor, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNAB Connect Radio.
Nice meeting you. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.